Hello, everyone. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
So, Sam, I feel really bad for students in Taiwan.
You
know why? They are so stressed out. They go to school like really early, mm-hmm. and after school, most students have to go to cram school or other after school lessons.
Yes.
So by the time they go home, it's probably really late, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I was that kid. Yeah. I remember my last year of high school. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. Yeah, I used to get up at 6 and arrive at school at like 7:30.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I live far away from the school.
Oh wow.
And the school finished around like 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. 5 p.m. And then I went to cram school. I normally ended up arriving home around 10 in the evening. Yeah, so it's even worse than I'm working right now at the office.
It's worse than
working. Yeah, yeah, because I you know, now I get up at, I don't know, 7.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I arrive at 9 maybe, and I finish work at 6:30.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, if I work overtime, it's probably 7. So it's never like you.
You're never going home at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to go to school, started at about 8:30.
Yeah.
And we would get off at 3 mm-hmm. or 3:30. I can't exactly remember, but it's probably like, it was easy, right? Like 8:30 to 3:30. Here you are. You guys are going to school from 7:30 to 5 o'clock. That's almost 12 hours at school.
Yeah, that's a lot of time. And still, you have to go to cram school. So I still can't understand why do we have to go?
Yeah, you know, when I was younger, I also had, after school activities. I didn't go to cram school, but I went for piano, swimming. I went for Chinese lessons too. And so I had to attend Chinese school on Saturday mornings.
Oh.
Yeah, which meant I couldn't sleep in. So I had to, Chinese school started at like 9 a.m. So I had to wake up at like 8. Plus the teachers were really, really strict. And obviously I barely understood anything they were saying. So for those two reasons, I disliked Chinese school. And then I also despised going to math tuition because, well, it was hard, and math is one of my weakest subjects.
Okay.
But really, I only have myself to blame. This is going to sound really dumb, but I actually told my dad to sign me up for this cram school because my friends were going. So I was like, oh, I want to go too, but I didn't.
Peer pressure.
No, actually, it wasn't peer pressure.
No?
I just thought that they were going, and I was like, oh, it's so cool, and I should go too. I didn't know what I was signing up for, so
I ended up
signing myself up for cram school, and I didn't even know that, yeah.
Yeah, so for me,
what cram school did you go to?
I did math, I did chemistry, I did physics.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And by the way, I still did very bad after going to those classes.
So the cram school did not help you at all.
But for me, it's pretty much the same case. Like, I'm the one to blame because I normally at the cram school, I just talk to my classmates.
Oh, really?
Sleep or, yeah, no.
I see. So you weren't really paying attention. So it's not the cram school's fault, right?
Yeah, it's my fault.
Okay. So today we're going to be writing about the pros and cons of cram school, which mm-hmm. means the pros and cons pretty much means the good and the bad, okay?
Yeah.
So it's likely many of us can come up with more cons than pros for cram school, right?
Yeah.
But we must look at this objectively, okay?
Yes.
So let's take a look at it.
OK, 好，我们呢来看一下我们今天要写作的主题了。他说呢，在台湾有学生参加课后补习的风气盛行，似乎我认同补习的好处多多，但补习班并非万能，也有令人却步甚至反对的理由。请说明呢补习班的优缺点，并提出自己的看法，做出结论。文长字少，包含120个单词。
Okay, so as with any writing task, before you begin writing, you need to read the instructions carefully, okay?
Yes.
So look out for things like how many words and paragraphs you're expected to use and what your essay needs to focus on. Pay close attention to these details so you don't lose marks. Okay, so according to the instructions for this writing exercise, you will be writing about the pros and cons of cram school, right? You'll need to list the advantages and disadvantages as well as discuss your opinion about cram schools.
Yes.
So the criteria says that the essay needs to have at least 120 words. So if you're wondering what your essay will look like, here's basically the approach you might want to take. So you might want to separate your essay into two paragraphs. Our criteria didn't say that it needed to be two paragraphs, but it might just make everything look a bit more organized and
yes.
easier for you, okay? In the first paragraph, you'll want to talk about the benefits of cram school, as well as some negative consequences of going to cram school. Remember to give equal weight to both the pros and the cons of cram school, okay? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we're not writing a paper against cram school. We're looking at this objectively, okay?
Yes.
And you could also mention why cram schools are such a big part of the education system in Taiwan. Mm-hmm.
That's also a very good idea to talk about. 好，今天呢，我们要撰写一篇、哦、来讲这个台湾的补习风气、哦、所以呢，这是一篇论说文、哦、注意到，因为它前面的提示就要求我们要讲说优点跟缺点，所以像刚刚 Angeline 提示的、哦、你必须呢要保持客观呢，千万不能够主观，因为你很讨厌补习班，所以就写了一大堆缺点都没有写它的优点。 OK， 不行哦，在文章里面呢，我们要确保我们的优缺点哦，它的这个篇幅呢是差不多的，你讲了几个优点就要讲几个缺点、哦、因为这样才会让你的文章看起来客观，才会是一个这个比较符合我们今天论说文的这个形式。那文章呢，这个我们的提示并没有特别规定，但是呢建议哦，你可以把它分成两段。在第一段里面呢，我们就可以来讲一些比较普遍哦，比较客观的事情哦。 OK， 比方说呢，就你了解在台湾的补习风气是怎么样，比方说很多同学去补习啊，补习可以帮助同学表现更好，或是他们都补什么科目，或者是呢你也可以讨论一下刚才 Angeline 提示了，他讲说为什么在台湾补习是一个很盛行的风气，是不是跟台湾的教育制度有关系。那呢你可以讲一些优点，在第一段里面呢就可以来描述一下。
In the second paragraph, you'll need to provide your opinion on the matter, okay? So what do you think? Do you think cram schools are beneficial, or do they do more harm than good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need to give reasons to back up your argument. You can't just be like, I hate cram school,
yeah.
and then period, that's it.
No.
No, you can't, okay? But you can speak from your own experience. So you
yes.
can use that as an example as to why you think, you know, cram schools are beneficial or
yeah.
bad.
Okay, 好，所以呢，在第二段，就是我们论述文的重点了。在第二段呢，你就可以讲述你自己的意见，或者是呢我们刚刚讲，既然前面我们讲过优点了，那第一段我们可以讲一些缺点，再带到像我们的这个 writing sample 呢，他就是先讲了第一段讲优点，第二段呢讲了缺点，之后呢再带到说他个人的意见是反对这个补习的。那注意到呢，我们在写论述文的时间呢是有限的， OK，通常呢你是在考试的时候来写作这个文章，或者是呢像我们的规定，我们只有120字哦，篇幅其实不是太多，篇幅是有限的，所以建议你呢在篇幅有限的状况下呢，你要把话说清楚呢，最好是选边站，最好呢是选一个方向来论述，我会比较容易。你可以讲哦你自己的想法，你自己过去的经验，不管呢是这个支持还是否定哦，注意到你最好是选边站。那第二段呢，我们就讲了我们这个内容呢，你可以讲你自己的意见。那注意到呢，我们最后呢必须要下一个结论，这个结论呢比较人格分裂。比方说呢，前面我讲了很多这个我觉得补习很好啊，补习帮助同学成绩变好咯等等等，所以呢希望大家以后都不要补习，诶这个前后的论点呢就不同了，这样可能会让读者呢黑人问号，所以要注意到整个文章的逻辑性。
Okay Sam, so what do you think? Are cram schools helpful?
I thinkYes, okay. Not that the teachers at cram school teaches better, but they actually have a system that they collect all the historical data.
Okay.
Yeah, like in the past few years, what grammar is the most popular, it appeared the most in the past exams, like that kind of data.
Okay.
So it for sure helps you get better grades in exams.
Oh, yeah. So it prepares you for exams.
Yes,、
okay.
yes, yeah. But if you are talking about actually learning something,、
mm-hmm.
yeah, I don't think that's the best way.
Yeah, okay, I see. I personally also don't think cram schools are helpful.、
Mm-hmm.
If students need help outside of school,、
yeah.
it would probably be more helpful to hire a tutor.You know,
okay.
so that you can have one-on-one specialized instruction for、
yeah.
his or her needs or learning style. Yeah, because if I go to a cram school, I'll have maybe, I don't know, how many students are usually in cram school?
Depends, but like when I was in junior high school,、
yeah.
it's like a local cram school.
Okay.
So we have like maybe 10 students in the、
okay.
class. Yeah, but when...In high school,、
yeah.
it's like a really huge one. So it's like, I don't know, 100, 200.
What? 100 to 200 students?
Yeah.
But I guess for me, I would feel that if I needed extra help, I would want that one-on-one attention where I could ask any question that I want and the teacher could、
yeah.
you know, help me. In、
yes.
a classroom setting, like, it would just be the same as going to school. You know,
yes, yes, yes. Yeah,
the teacher still has to pay attention to all the other students as well. Yeah. Okay. So anyways, let's start drafting our first paragraph.
Yes.
Okay. So you'll probably want to start off with introducing the topic.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't just want to mention cram schools are bad. You need to be able to have an introduction sentence. Okay. You could mention how a lot of students attend cram school or how cram school is a big industry in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll want to present the points for the issue along with justifications or examples and points against the issue with supporting sentences. Okay. So we need points for the issue. That means the pros and points against the issue. That means the cons, okay? And it would be helpful to brainstorm a pros and cons list before you even begin writing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at our writing sample one to get some ideas. So let's see some of the advantages of cram school, okay? Students can get help, right? That's quite obvious. A second one, cram schools can help you get ahead in school. That means maybe they can teach you topics that you haven't learned yet or that you're going to learn soon so that you're prepared.
Yeah.
Cram schools may teach things that aren't taught in schools.
Yeah.
Is it true? Yeah.
Yeah. At cram school, they will have like, okay, so it's not taught at school, but you can use this question. It's faster, like this kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. But maybe because like at school, because they have schedule.
Right.
I don't know if it's good or bad. Yeah.
So they give you kind of like some tricks to do something faster.
Like maybe in
math, is it? Do they give
you like in math or, for example, like when you are learning chemistry.
Oh, periodic table.
Yes. And in the cram school, they will have some tricks easier for you to remember everything. So.
Right, that's helpful. Okay, so the disadvantages. Okay, the disadvantages of cram school. Well, cram school means more homework, and maybe students have to study late into the night.
Yes.
Right? Like Sam didn't even go home until 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And did you have homework still that you had to do?
I still have homework, but normally I just ignore those homework. I'll do it in the morning at school.
Okay. Another disadvantage is that they might not suit students who require individual attention.
Yes.
Like how I was saying that earlier. Yeah. And children have less free time to play or engage in other activities.
Yeah. You know, that's very important for children. To play.
Yeah. And even for high school students, too. Like, you want to have some free time to just relax,
right?
Not study all the time.
Okay. 好，所以呢，看到呢，我们刚刚讲说呢，在这个写作之前，我们可以先做一个 draft， 做一个草稿，我们可以做一个大纲，把我们要写的东西做出来。那我们现在在做的事情呢，就是我们先把我们这个 pros and cons， 这个呢优点跟缺点 advantages and disadvantages， 我们把这些优点跟缺点列表出来哦，这样子呢，确保我们等一下在这个文章写作之中呢，就是可以把这些这个优点跟缺点很简单写出来，确定它是保持平衡哦，不会偏向某一边。那呢，我们刚刚就讲说了，第一段里面呢，我们就可以描述一些客观的状况。在我们范例文章里面呢，它是把这个正面立论在第一段里面陈述出来。补习的好处呢，像是他会教的比学校多啊，你的程度会比学校好等等。但是第二段里面呢，他只是描述了缺点哦，这个缺点可能是你必须要多花时间，或者是呢，像刚刚 Angeline 讲到，大补习班的教学方式可能不是适合每一个同学。另外呢，还有就是说，孩童呢可能没有空做其他的休闲活动了。
Okay, so there are two ways to write a pros and cons essay. Okay, you can group all the advantages and disadvantages together, or if your advantages and disadvantages, they relate to each other, you can argue for and against each point you want to make.
Okay, 所以呢，讲一下我们刚刚讲说呢，我们在文章里面必须要讲到 pros and cons, 讲到优点跟缺点。那讲述的方式呢，不一定是像我们的范例文章，像我们的范例文章是把这个优点全部讲完之后呢，接下来再讲全部的缺点。但是呢，当刚刚 Angeline 提醒大家，如果说你的这个优点跟缺点呢，这个立论其实是正反两面哦，它的这个是相关的。那其实呢，你可以比方说呢，我讲完这个优点之后，接着就马上 however 用一个这个转折语气的词呢，带出你的缺点。OK， 一点一点来这个把它这个正反来破解，这个也是你在写论述文的时候一个很好的写法。
Okay, so in the second paragraph, you're going to provide the reader with your opinion on the topic, okay? So as you state your opinion, you should provide your reasoning for making this choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw from your own experience. If you went to cram school, you can say, do you think it was helpful? In writing sample one, the writer states that cram school does more harm than good, and then gives a pretty valid reason, which is that students don't get a chance to explore the world outside of the classroom.
Yeah, the parents would say, yeah, you will have time when you grow up.
Yeah, they will say that. You're right. That's like Asian parents' mentality.
But the thing is, you don't have time when you grow up.
No, you don't. Like, I can't go after work. I can't go ride my bike outside. Like, it's dark. I don't have time. Like, who has time for that?
No. Okay. 所以呢，在第二段里面呢，我们的这个 writing sample 它里面就讲了这个缺点。Okay, 补习的缺点，还有这个作者的论点。Okay, 注意到呢，在第二段里面呢，我们可以讲你的论点，你可以支持，可以反对，但是记得我们刚刚讲的要选边站哦。在我们的范例一呢，我们就讲了它是一个反对立场，因为呢，他说学生呢就没有时间来做学校以外的事情，不管是这个休闲活动也好，或者发展自己的兴趣也好，因为呢你去补习班了，你就没有时间来做这些事情了。
Yeah, you know what else parents might say outside? They might tell you, yeah, you can do this when you grow up, but they might also say the only thing that you need to do right now is study.
Yeah.
Right? I remember my parents said that to me. They were like, you don't need to worry about anything else but studying. That's what you do as a child. Before you are ready to go to work, that's all you need to do is just study.
I'm very grateful for them to do this for me because that means I don't have to worry about money. I don't worry about anything that they provide us with. Everything we need, all we have to do is study. But still, like, I wish I had more time to explore.
yeah. So if space allows in your essay, you can even write about how you would change cram school so that it could better help students, okay? Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, cram school is something that you think that is somewhat advantageous. But maybe you're like, okay, there's something that we can do to make it better, you know?
Okay.
You might suggest cram schools to have smaller classes, right? Or to make learning fun.
Yeah, that's a very good idea, okay. 所以在文章里面有除了讲述你觉得好不好以及为什么或者是讲述你的建议之讲述你的经验之外呢你也可以提出建议哦建议补习班应该怎么做比方说呢改成小班制或是更有趣的教学方式等等等。甚至呢你也可以建议学生或是家长面对这种状况你应该怎么来做这个也是我们在论述文里面可以来写作的一个方向。
Okay, so now that you have an idea of what you're going to write and your pros and cons list written down, it's time to organize them into an outline, okay? You can start your essay by all pros first, followed by all the cons, or if your pros and cons relate to each other, like I said earlier, you can sort them out that way. So outlines are important in the writing process, as it acts as a skeleton for your article and allows you to organize the paragraphs into an order that makes sense. And it ensures each paragraph is fully developed, okay? So...In this outline, you can see, okay, do you have enough pros? Do you have enough cons? Or are you staying in one side? Are you,
supporting
cram school too much? Or are you bashing cram school? Okay, so we also need to make sure we have an introduction and a conclusion. So let's take a look at the introduction for writing sample one.Sample 1 says, cram schools are a large part of Taiwan's education system. So from this topic sentence, we know what this essay will be about, which is cram schools, okay? And in writing sample 2, the introduction sentence is, like many other high school students in Taiwan, I attend cram school 3 times a week, okay? So again, this introduction sentence tells us what this essay is about.
Okay, 所以呢，在我们的第一个段落的第一个句子，这个呢，我们是一个 introduction, 一个开头的部分。那在我们的 introduction 呢，不管是我们的这个范例一或范例二呢，他就在讲述一些比较这个客观的状况。他说呢，在台湾很多补习班，或者是呢，像我们的这个 writing sample two 呢，他说我自己就跟大家一样，一个星期上3次补习班。OK, 所以呢 ，introduction 都是在陈述一个这个 OK 现在状况是怎么样。那呢，我接下来呢，在第一段里面就可以开始讲 OK 补习班有哪一些优点，然后后面再接到我们的第二个段落。
Right. Okay. So now we can use these introductions to guide the rest of the essay, allowing us to add details and turning the answers we brainstormed earlier into full sentences. So let's take a look at writing sample one and see what supporting statements follow the introduction. Okay. So writing sample one, it says, there are some advantages...to cram schools. Okay, so here are the points that the writer wants to make. A, they let struggling students get extra help. B, they provide extra instruction to boost grades. And C, they teach things that aren't taught in school.
Okay, 所以呢在翻译的写作方法它是安排在第一段呢陈述补习班的现况以及这个补习的好处。为什么那么多人要上补习班呢 ?Okay, 因为有这些好处。那在第二段落呢他就讲出补习班的缺点和他的意见。他觉得坏处是多于好处的。为什么呢 ?Okay, 在这边呢我们大纲就可以先把它条列出来了。我们一起来看一下。Let's take a look at our second topic sentence.
So on the other hand, cram schools have disadvantages. Okay, mm-hmm. A, they often require students to study late into the evening. They might not suit students who need individual attention. Mm-hmm. And C, they rob children of time to play.
Rob.
Yeah.
That's harsh. Okay. 所以呢，在第二段的主题句，作者呢就用了这个转折 on the other hand, 另一方面来说。所以呢，他在第二个段落就陈述出了补习呢也有很多坏处。
Okay, and finally, the conclusion. I think the cram school system does more harm than good.
Okay, 所以呢，最后结论的部分呢，他就顺着第二段哦，他在讲这个补习班的坏处，最后呢，就带到我们的结论，带出了他个人的想法。In my opinion, 我个人意见，我自己觉得 ，Okay, 他觉得呢，这个坏处是远多于好处。
Okay, so now that you have your introduction, your conclusion, and outline complete, writing your body paragraphs should be fairly straightforward, right? Mm-hmm. All you need to do is expand the ideas in your outline. This involves making paragraphs that not only flow from sentence to sentence within the paragraphs, but also between each paragraph. Mm-hmm. It's important to use transitions when writing your essay. Don't start every sentence with the same words, one advantage of, or one disadvantage of.
Yeah.
To list and add points, you can use words like, firstly,Secondly, in addition, furthermore, moreover, besides, okay, or last but not least, and to show contrast, okay, you can use transition words like on the other hand, however, nonetheless, although, despite.
OK, 好，所以呢 ,Angeline 刚刚提醒的非常好哦，在写这个论说文呢，尤其是需要条列的时候呢，你可以多多使用像是这个 firstly, secondly, 这种叙述过第一点第二点，或者是呢我们可以善用转折词汇来连接，比方说呢像是除此之外 ,in addition, furthermore, moreover, 或是 besides, 还有呢像是然而但是虽然因为所以这些连接词呢，这些字呢都是在论说文呢让你的文章看起来更有条理的方法咯。
Good. Yeah. So let's take a look at some of the words andphrases that you might not be familiar with in the first writing sample. Mm-hmm. The phrase, there's no doubt that, is used when we are very certain about our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if we are absolutely certain about our opinion, we can say without a doubt.
Okay, 好，所以呢 there's no doubt that 后面再加上一个子句，这个 doubt 呢就是怀疑的意思，所以没有怀疑也就是毫无疑问的。 Okay, 其他的用法呢你可以用句型，比方说 there's no doubt that 后面加上一个子句， there's no denying that, okay, 这个事情是不能否定的，就跟我们刚刚讲不容置疑，毫无疑问，不会怀疑哦。There's no doubt that technology has made our lives much more convenient. Okay, 毫无疑问的，科技呢让我们的生活方便许多。或者呢，你也可以简单的使用这个我们刚刚讲到的一些单字或片语哦，比方说呢 ，undoubtedly, without a doubt, beyond all doubt, 或是 no doubt 等等，这些字呢、mm-hmm. 也是表示毫无疑问的，没有怀疑的。
Right. Okay. Cram schools can help to boost grades,、
yes.
right? Okay. So to boost something means to increase the amount of something.、
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it means to help students get better grades. You'll often hear about certain foods that help to boost your immune system, which、mm-hmm. means to help strengthen your immune system to fight against infections.
Okay. Boost 这个字呢就表示促进、哦、比方说你可以让你的免疫系统更好，让你的成绩更好，或者是呢比方说我们可以看这个例句， The company boosted its sales.This year, 这家公司呢是今年的销售量增加。OK, 这个时候我们也可以使用 boost 这个动词。
And earlier we said the word rob,、
yeah.
okay, to rob a person's childhood, okay. It means to keep someone from getting something expected or wanted, okay. For example, Anita's battle against cancer robbed her of a normal childhood.
Okay, that's...
that's okay. really sad.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break and we will be right back.Unit 2. Topic-based writing. April 2nd. Cram schools, the pros and cons. Writing sample 1. There's no doubt that cram schools are a large part of Taiwan's education system. I have many friends who attend cram school for a variety of subjects, from study skills to English to science. There are some advantages to these kinds of schools.For example, they offer the chance for struggling students to get extra help. They provide extra instruction to boost students' school grades and even teach things that students may not have the opportunity to learn in school. On the other hand, cram schools often require students to study late into the evening after a full day of schooling. They also might not suit some students' learning needs if those students do better with individual attention. Furthermore, many Taiwanese children miss out on playing and just being kids because they spend all their time studying. In my opinion, the cram school system does more harm than good. Cram schools may help students' grades, but I think they rob kids of the chance to explore the world outside their classrooms. Writing sample 2. Like many other high school students in Taiwan, I attend cram school 3 times a week. There are some advantages and disadvantages to this. On the one hand, cram schools give students the opportunity to focus more intensely on difficult subjects. This can come in very handy when a student is struggling with these subjects at school. Furthermore, class sizes at cram schools are usually much smaller, meaning teachers have more chances to give students individual attention. On the other hand, cram school classes can end quite late. Students may be too exhausted to finish their homework or have to stay up late to finish it and then struggle to stay awake the next day. Cram schools can also be quite expensive. Not every family may be able to afford them, especially if students have to attend multiple schools for different subjects. Personally, I've benefited from attending cram school. I struggle with math, and my teacher, Miss Tai, takes the time to focus on equations I find complicated. Thanks to her thorough explanations and her fun classes, I've started getting better grades. Okay, so we've been talking about cram schools this whole time, but yeah. Do you guys actually know the definition of cram? Okay, it means to prepare for a test or an exam by learning a lot of information quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you procrastinated, which means you waited until the last minute to study for an exam,
mm-hmm.
you can say, I'm cramming for the exam tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay, so by definition, actually, cram school sounds really scary.
Yes.
Because what they're pretty much telling you to do is to put all of this information into your brain as quickly as you can.
Okay. 所以呢，我们看到了，我们讲说这个 cram 这个字呢，其实呢就是填鸭的意思哦。比方说，我们可以讲说 cram papers into a drawer。OK， 我们把这些纸呢塞到抽屉里面。所以呢，你可以想象 cram school 呢，就是强迫你学习，他要把这些知识呢，把这些考题全部塞到你的脑袋里面。OK，it does not sound very appealing.
No, they should use maybe like learning center. Or
yeah,、
something.
Learning centers.
Okay, thanks guys for joining us today. This is Angeline signing off.
This is Sam.
See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.